Joined by Steve Fadina, one of my fellow members from the Mountain Improv Alliance. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Rob.
So we've got another big show coming up here on Wednesday, Squirrels Unplugged. We've been doing improv together for a couple years now.
It is the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
And that's why you do it, eh?
For odd reasons, yes, exactly.
I've noticed there's a core group of us that come every Wednesday because it's like we need our fix almost.
It is just a lot of fun, and it's open to anybody as well. And we've got a workshop coming up as well.
Yeah, we're going to be trying to recruit some new members, really getting people into the improv basics and maybe expanding some of the core groups. Skills a little bit. September the 9th is when we're going to start this. It's going to be at the Georgetown. So we'll have more details about that in the next couple of weeks that I'll let you know about. But of course, we do want to talk about our show at Good Earth on Wednesday night. Doors at 7, show at 7:30.
Proceeds going to the YWCA, part of the proceeds from the door for their programs supporting victims of intimate partner violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event that we're both a part of as the Mountain FM / Mountain Improv Alliance team. How's your fundraising going so far?
I'm closing in on $500.
Really?
I'm really happy about that.
That's $500 more than I've raised.
So, neener.
But you and I are directing an act each, and whoever wins the show will get the proceeds from that to their name.
Which means I want to make sure people come out and laugh more during my part of the show.
So what can people expect on Wednesday night?
You know, Rob, I think that some people are intimidated when they hear about improv. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were in Vegas. We went to an improv comedy show. Yeah. And the guy basically took turns abusing people in the audience.
Oh, awesome.
Our version of improv is the audience gets to abuse us.
So we're going to be getting some suggestions and playing some games. I think we should play a little suggestion-based game this morning. What do you think?
That's a great idea. Okay, so one of the things we always do. Every one of our sketches is based upon an audience suggestion. One of the things we do is play a little game where we get the audience going with more suggestions. So, Rob, let's play a little game right now.
Sure.
Give us a list of things that really annoy you about Canmore.
Cyclists jumping out in front of me when I'm driving.
Getting stuck behind somebody with Saskatchewan plates at the roundabout.
What happened last night to someone who was trying to turn right at a stop sign and they just weren't turning at all.
That herd of bull elk that blocked my driveway.
The fact that it costs like $15,000 more in groceries every single year here than it does somewhere else.
Gas prices.
Yeah. People who have their signal on the left-hand turn signal and driving 30 kilometers per hour down Bow Valley Trail on a weekend.
Let's play another version of it. Let's say things that I love about Canmore. I love reading the letters to the editor in the Outlook. You know, and there's a couple of characters there who it's like, oh, look, there's John Whelan again.
Yeah, there we go. How can you beat the scenery, especially in the middle of the summer here? Sunny day.
I'm going to be reviled by people, but you know, the bunnies are actually kind of cute.
I like the bunnies too, especially now that there's not quite as many of them.
If I was a coyote in town, I would sit in Millennium Park with my mouth open. And I would just wait till a bunny kind of walked by and I'd close my jaw and I would just, you know, I'd have to get up for water or pee or something.
I just love the people around here. Everyone's just friendly. I feel like home when I'm here.
You know I love the fact that it takes me 2 hours to do groceries on 10% Tuesday because you just keep bumping into people, you know.
It's totally.
They should have a little dance floor in front of the pharmacy. That'd be great. A little mosh pit there.
Absolutely. So you know, we take suggestions like this and we'd spin scenes off of them and we're going to play some games and we're going to have some fun. The theme is Squirrels Unplugged. So we're doing a little tribute to the furry little rodents who have sacrificed themselves.
They're out to get us. They're all out to get us. They're taking over the world.
Where can people get tickets for the show?
Tickets are on eventbrite.ca, mm-hmm. or a few tickets will still be available at the door. And I think we've got some tickets over at the Good Earth Cafe.
Yeah.
We normally sell out, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun. One of the things on my bucket list, make somebody laugh so hard they pee their pants. And apparently, I've got a couple of friends who are coming wearing Depends now.
Oh, fantastic.
Kind of wrecks it for me.
That's Wednesday night, Good Earth Cafe. Steve, thanks for joining me on the show here today.
See you Wednesday, Rob.